Let's go down to L.A. Gordon Whitmire is with us. He covers the Cubs for the Chicago Sun-Times. And, Gordy, nice to have you with us. Say, how are things in L.A. this morning?
Things are going well. How are you doing, Marty?
Very good. Patrick and I are here with a nice crowd out here at the Public House. Thank you for coming on. What happened last night? I thought Lester could beat the Dodgers.
He was cruising, and all of a sudden, everything just came apart on him in the seventh inning. Two things in particular happened. He got no run support against a mediocre pitcher in Matt Latko, so it was 2-1 going into the seventh. And then I really believe that not having David Ross was a huge factor in that game. That's his personal catcher. Ross is away on family medical emergency leave right now. He's expected back in the next couple of days. But with Montero out there, I'm sure you're aware Lester's had a problem with the running game. He's got a little case of the yips and has trouble throwing to the bases. So him and Ross have all this personal language and signs that they use to try to cheat a little bit on being able to throw out some base runners. And Montero admitted to being confused on some of that. And that played a role, I think, in the larger picture last night.
John Lester last night having some trouble against the Dodgers. Matt Latos had his things, too. What about that balk last night? I guess it was to the day a couple of years ago he had a balk. What did you see with Latos?
Yeah, he was, he was fairly effective. I mean, he had some decent stuff, but they should have scored more runs against him. He wasn't, he got in some trouble that they let him off the hook on, and the balk was probably as good an example of anything of where he was at last night.
Gordon Whitmire with us, Chicago Sun-Times. Gordy, what's your assessment of the Dodgers? And you got a little bit of a taste last night with Jim Johnson coming in the eighth inning. Before you could blink an eye, he had the bases loaded by not only giving up a hit, but hitting two people, one on an 0-2 count. What do you see when you look at the Dodgers right now?
Well, I think we mentioned this a little bit yesterday. It's a lot like the Cubs in terms of the pitching staff. They've got two real strong horses up front, and then after that, you sort of hold your breath. Dodgers are, you know, the Cubs have a far better record than the Dodgers, even though they're in that last playoff spot. And it's not like the Dodgers, even though they're in first place, are out there beating the world. They're a very flawed team. And it mostly is centered around their pitching staff, despite all the attention those top two guys get. So, yeah, I think they're extremely beatable. I mean, they have to win every time Greinke and Kershaw pitch. And after that, anybody can beat them on any other day.
What do you think of the offense, though? I look at Rollins in there. No Utley last night. Peraza played, and I think he's terrific. You got Gonzalez. Crawford is in there. Ethier got a big hit last night. How do you evaluate the Dodger offense? Because the Giants go in there tomorrow, and I'm just wondering how the offense looked to you.
Well, they have enough balance, enough all-star presence, enough decent bats and some ability to run here and there that they can hurt you. They can beat you in a lot of ways if you're not pitching well. Now, that Peraza kid, he got his first, two stolen bases, his first extra base hit. I guess he led his league in the minors in steals. So, I mean, they got they had a little speed guy there. They still have Gonzalez's left-handed bat. And Utley is okay. I mean, it looks like he's got the potential to possibly go off a little bit. He's hit really well since he's come back off the DL with that season-long ankle thing. So, they definitely got some weapons, and God, they ought to. They're paying $300 million to their players.
Yeah, Gordon, for all the star power down in Los Angeles, I kind of like that third baseman, Justin Turner. Now, I know he didn't have any hits last night, but he came and caught a foul pop on a bunt, and I just think he's
incredible.
Kind of a grinder. He's the kind of guy that every team in baseball would love to have and needs to have.
Yeah, I agree with you, and they particularly need a few more of those guys because they've got if there's one, other than the pitching depth, I'd say the other biggest problem that the Dodgers seem to have is that they've got all these good pieces and not necessarily one, real nice puzzle put together.
Yeah.
They're not better than their sum is not better than the parts. And Justin Turner is exactly one of those types of guys that the way he plays sort of makes people rally around him. And he has the potential over time to be kind of that leader type.
Well, all right, Gordon Whitmire with us, Chicago Sun-Times down in Los Angeles. Have you learned anything more about the Cubs on this road trip? Of course, coming out of Chicago and all the success, now you're on the road. Not going the Cubs' way. I guess, what, 1-4 is if I added
it up
right?
They got one here.
And 0-2 there.
Yeah.
So 1-4. Any learning here about the potential of the Cubs?
Well, I think it was less learning anything and just sort of being reminded. They went on that run of winning 21 games in 25 days before losing a couple in San Francisco. And that was literally a high point for this franchise for about 8 years. And it had Chicago buzzing. I think it had the clubhouse buzzing. A very young clubhouse all of a sudden thought, hey, we're in. You know, we're on our way. Everything that Joe says is right and everything is working. I said, well, it's not that simple. And all you got to do is go back and look at earlier in the season when they faced good teams and good pitching. It was more of a grind. It was more of what we've seen the last few days where they don't score a lot of runs and they have to pitch to win games. That's going to be a big, huge test over this final month of the season. And, you know, we'll find out just how much they have. But I think they got a nice slap in the face and a reminder of what September might look like and what they're going to have to do to stay in this thing.
Gordon Whitmire, Chicago Sun-Times here on the Ring Central Guest Line. Well, we know that the Cubs field a very young lineup, but Joe Maddon dressing them in pajamas and or onesies tonight for their flight home back to the Windy City, that's eccentric to say the least. What does that say about Joe Maddon and these Cubs?
Well, it's nothing new either. I mean, he did the same thing. If you go Google search images for David Price and pajamas, you'll find a picture of one of those Rays teams doing exactly the same thing. He had this plan for months. It was on the board in the Wrigley Field on the dry erase board in the clubhouse there at the start of the last homestand. So these guys have known it's coming. It's on alert, and it's, you know, he's doing a pretty good job of picking his spots for these things because as it turns out, this was a really tough road trip, and it's a long flight home and a quick turnaround to another game tomorrow. So they get a chance to have a little fun and shake some stuff off before they face the Reds, who they should have a pretty good chance to win a series against. So he did the same thing. It was a different, same method, different form of it when he brought a magician into the clubhouse in New York after getting swept in St. Louis, and then they swept the Mets. And it just shakes up any remnants of ill feelings or bitterness after losing some of these tough games. It just gets rid of the last remnants of those, and you're able to start fresh. He does a good job of it.
I love it. I think it's great. It's a great story. And the players obviously buy into it. And he said he's 61.
Right.
He's really 41. And he can connect to the 21-year-old. So that's the way he explains it. Set us up for tonight. Jake Arrieta, Bumgarner fighting it out, I guess, for Pitcher of the Month. They both should be Pitcher of the Month, I would guess. But Alex Wood, he's a strikeout guy. Arrieta has pitched great. How do you see this one?
Well, strikeout guys tend to set personal records against the Cubs. So I would expect that we're not going to see the Cubs score a lot of runs, I wouldn't expect, until maybe getting into the bullpen. If they can work a pitch count and get into the bullpen by the 6th, 7th inning, then they might be able to score some runs. On the other hand, I don't think the Dodgers are going to score any runs the way Arrieta's been pitching. Assuming that this 12 quality starts in a row continues, 13 quality starts in a row continues. The last Cub to do that won a Cy Young Award. That was Greg Maddux.
Wow.
So the way he's pitching, I would expect this to be a low-scoring game at least until middle-late innings, and then Cubs have to win it. If the Cubs lose this and lose both games that Lester and Arrieta started to finish off this trip, that could put them in a bad mental frame of mind, pajamas or no pajamas, heading into that Cincinnati series.
I love it. Gordy, thank you so much for taking the time.
Definitely.
Got a lot of compliments on what you imparted to the fans and even to the writers who were driving in yesterday. They were glad to hear you. So thanks for taking the time. We'll catch up with you again, and we appreciate it.
Thanks, Gordon.
All right. Thanks, guys. No problem.
All right. That is Gordon Whitmire, the Chicago Sun-Times. All right. More coming up.